This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to Stephen Spurnack, the campaign director for the committee to elect Brooke Adams for the governor of California. Welcome to the program, Stephen.
Thank you.
So, Stephen, why should Brooke, yourself and the whole team have the privilege of scoring the top job for the governorship of California?
State went deeply into debt. There were economic forecasts that the technological revolution was slowing down, that the internet companies were facing some difficulties. Ignoring these clear and blatant warning signs, while revenue slowed, the Gray Davis continued to build up state government and to government find ourselves a scant 5 years later, something on the order of $38 billion, that's what it would be, upside down, meaning there has been in a 5 year swing in the fifth largest economy, I think, in the world, a $50 billion swing. That's akin to the president and founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates. If you could imagine this, to put it in perspective for your listeners, going magnitude of the problem. What that has led to is a voter unrest, a very significant voter unrest. And while I think to much of the global community, we really are in this technological era, a global community, I think for a lot of folks it seems kind of funny and silly that you've got all these various candidates that are in effect seeking their 15 minutes of fame. But underneath this is a significant amount of discontent. And I think the opportunity to dramatically change the entire direction and structure of California, that's what brings me, a professional campaign manager, to this articulate young woman's candidacy. She is a business executive. She has taken provocative but profoundly appealing positions on critical issues with a platform that calls for individual freedom, personal responsibility, we'll talk about that in a minute, and smaller government, with a call for a flat tax, a special legislative session to begin to disband much of the social services that the government is providing in California that the founding fathers of our nation never intended a government to be in the business of doing.
Yes.